Remember the U.S. travel ban that's been in and out of the courts? Well, we've got an update on it in just a moment. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the midst of heated rhetoric, we're asking, how can Christians show the love of Jesus? And then, landfills are probably the last place you'd think of to turn for a missions boost. But God's doing big things through it anyway. That story in just a few moments. But first, the U.S. travel ban's been upheld by the Supreme Court. Now, this limits travel to the U.S. from five Muslim-majority nations, plus North Korea and Venezuela. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord.
What this means going forward for the refugee program is that some of the refugees that so desperately need a place to resettle because of the persecution that they are facing in their home country and their inability to return there, people from Syria, for example, will be unable to come through the refugee resettlement process.
Van Noord says that only 45,000 refugees are being allowed into the U.S. each year. But 9 months into the fiscal year, just 35% of that 45,000 have been resettled.
One of our greatest concerns here is that the U.S. has historically been a leader in refugee resettlement and the foremost advocate on the world stage. Our concern is that other countries will take the U.S.'s lead in this and also reduce their numbers of welcoming refugees into their country.
And that could mean years in the refugee camps. It's a lost opportunity for the body of Christ. Bethany's asking you to consider praying and finding out what more you could be doing on their behalf. Next, since China instated their new religious restrictions in February, unsurprisingly, the persecution of Christians has increased. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says the government just wants to make sure believers are attending approved churches so they know where they are and what they're doing.
They are not open to individuals just going outside of the designated areas where services and where Christians gather and meet so they can constantly watch and pay attention to what you're doing. But it may be so that they are sure to the fact that there's not opportunities that people come in and use China as a base for something that they want to originate and make a difference because of the large number of people that exist there.
And it's not just the Christians the Chinese government is scrutinizing. Recently, they've also been cracking down on Buddhists and Taoists. In spite of this, Rovenstein still has hope for the Big C Church.
I still get the strong feeling that there's a opportunity for Christians in China, that there's an openness for Christians to serve in China. And I don't think that the government officials or regulations or policies is going to limit their ability to speak their heart.
$5 gets a Bible into the hands of one of these believers. Get the details at our website. And sustainable missions. For Operation Mobilization, this means financially sustaining global workers within their communities. It's also a way to provide sources of income for locals and community development in the process. OM's Wayne Zichak provides a snapshot of what this looks like in Ukraine.
If we're going to be involved in community development and community transformation, then we need to plug into the resources, assets, in this case waste, that's around in copious amounts.
The problem is there are zero waste processing plants in Ukraine, but OM is finding ways to create both jobs and also address the waste management problem that Ukraine faces.
The countries where the gospel is spreading the fastest are the poorer countries, and they're also the countries that have the biggest problems with waste. So we are looking at how do we capitalize on Ukraine being like in the spectrum of it's industrialized. It's mechanized, but it's not anywhere near as expensive as the West, and it's not as poor as many of the other countries.
Details on how to get involved in bringing Christ to Ukraine through trash transformation can be found at our website. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.